Blog Talk Radio.
It's just me against the world.
Pulling it off, but what
what happened. They went in the courtroom. They some people died. They took the judge and some old people out and by shotgun and duct taped the shotgun to the judge's head and said, "Hey, we ain't gonna get no justice. We're gonna get some freedom this way." Them brothers and sisters, I tell you, those brothers and sisters of that era was on a whole nother page. And it was a shootout, and the judge died, and some old people died, and the other brothers ended up going to jail. So that's where we at. That's what brings us to Black August, and that's why all that happened in August. Got a lot of different brothers and sisters' birthdays in August that we celebrate also in August. Yes, let's see. We got a lot of brothers' birthdays in August. Let me get to my list, see who we have. We celebrate a lot of stuff. We're going to just go over some names and things that happened in August. The first Africans were brought to Jamestown as slaves in August of 1619. All right, this is a history lesson that we're giving for August, and this is why we celebrate. In 1843, Henry Highland Garnett called a general slave strike on August the 27th. The Underground Railroad was started on August the 2nd, 1950. The March on Washington occurred in August of 1963. The Watts Rebellion was in August of 1965. In August 1971, the Provisional Government of the Republic of New Africa was raided by Mississippi Police and FBI on August 8, 1978. So, like I said, we got people's birthdays on our Freedom Fighter POW's birthday, like Dr. Mutulu Shakur, his birthday is in August. Marcus Garvey, Maroon Russell Schultz, political prisoner. And also Black Panther Party Chairman Fred Hampton was born in August also. So this is a history of Black August and why we celebrate and why the brothers and sisters get fired up. And they call it Black August because it's all about our Black brothers and sisters. So anytime if anybody want to jump in and push one on your phone, we'll get you straight in. So like we said, Black August was originated in the concentration camps of California to honor fallen freedom fighters Jonathan Jackson and George Jackson, William Christmas and James McClain, and Katari Garland. And like we said, Jonathan Jackson was gunned down outside the courthouse. That was the brother that went in to free his brother. He was gunned down outside the courthouse as he attempted to liberate three in black liberation fighters. That's right. So another one of the sole survivors of that incident was Rushel McGee. He is a former co-defendant with Angela Davis and has been locked up for 40 years. So he's in solitary confinement right as we speak today. He's been in solitary confinement for 40 years. That's right, we said 40 years. George Jackson was assassinated by prison guard during a black prison rebellion at San Quentin. Also on August the 21st, 1971. So you see, August is very significant. Hey, we got it out. Very significant for our history, especially when it comes to freedom fighters. So I'm going to look and see if anybody's trying to get in. Okay, so far nobody trying to get in. So we'll keep on pushing. Yeah, so that's why we have your brothers and sisters. You see it all over Facebook right now when they talk about this Black August, and that's what it's all about. Also, coming up this month, Black Nation Task Force is leading a campaign called Whiteout. Yes, it's called Whiteout in Black August. That's right. And the last week of August, we're not buying anything. That whole week, we're going to try to make sure we have enough groceries in that last week of August. We're going to have enough groceries saved up, but we don't have to give our oppressor any money. And that would be a good tribute to our brothers and sisters who stood for us also August is known for a month of fasting also. A lot of brothers and sisters fast for the ones who were locked down and who was getting bad service in the jail, bad food, and they refused to eat it. So a lot of brothers and sisters fast this month in the month of August. So that's what the history of this is all about, brothers and sisters. When you hear people talking about Black August, there's a lot of things happening in August. And that's where we at. See what else we can bring to you also. Like I said, the tradition of fasting during Black August teaches self-discipline. A conscious fast is in effect from sunrise to sunset, from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. This includes some drinking water or liquids and eating any type of food during that period. Some other personal sacrifice can be made as well. The sundown meal is traditionally shared whenever possible among comrades. On August 31st, a people's feast is held, and the fast is broken. So August 31st, won't y'all celebrate, but don't celebrate it giving your money to the white establishment, because remember, we have a whiteout at the end, the last week of August, all the way through September. So I'll see if I can get you that date before we get off the air. So we're saying August 31st, throw you a feast in honor of our brothers and sisters. Try to remember that. Put it on your calendar. Lock it in your phones. Feast day in honor of our brothers and sisters who sacrificed for us, who were locked up in prison, couldn't eat. Yes, yes, yes. So that's what we're doing. Giving you some history from the history that I'm getting. That Black August also is a lot. This is a time to reflect, and a lot of time this is a time for a lot of brothers to do a lot of studying and a lot of maneuvers in Black August. Yes, I was just listening to the new Black Panther Party show, and they stepping up their defense to a lot of the atrocities that's happening to our brothers and sisters. But they stepping up their defense to hey, that's all we can say is Black Power to that. So like we said, in the late 1970s, Black August was moved from the yards of California concentration camps to the new African communities throughout California and in the United States Empire. As the Black August practiced, the tradition spread, and they grew to observe not only the sacrifices of the brothers in California concentration camps, but the sacrifices and struggles of our ancestors against white supremacy, colonialism, and imperialism. In the late 1970s, the observance and practice of Black August left the prisons of California began practiced by Black New African revolutionaries throughout the countries. Members of the New African Independence Movement began practicing Black August during this period. The Malcolm X Grass Movement inherited knowledge and practice of Black August from its parent organization. So we just, let me check the phone lines. I'm doing a couple things. All right, just make sure nobody was trying to get in. I'm doing a couple of things, giving a little brief description of Black August and what it is and why we celebrate. And just reflecting off the what I know about the story of the brothers going in there to liberate the brothers out the courtroom, kind of remind me about the liberation of Salah Shakur also from the penitentiary. And that's something, brothers and sisters, you know, that we have to salute those brothers back in those times, because you ain't got too many brothers that break in the penitentiary to break people out. That's an honorable thing, you know, to put your life on the line for somebody else, a comrade that was behind the wall. You know, that's an honorable thing. And not only that, for somebody to go in a courtroom and say, hey, come on out of here. You can't say nothing but Black Power and salute to that. You know, if you know some people being mistreated and abused, and you say, hell with that, I'd rather die than see them go through slavery. Wow, that's deep in itself. So we salute those brothers and sisters for that. So that's what we're doing, just giving you information about Black August. recognize that the roots of Black Always are founded in the Black Always Organizing Committee. There's a Black Always Organizing Committee also, and the Malcolm X Grass Movement are one of those organizers for that. So that's what we're giving. Let me see what else we got on our notes to bring you out about this Black Always. We're going to do a 30-minute show. We're going to make it real simple. What I do right now, as I look over my notes, I'll play a quick song, and we'll be back in 2 minutes.
Shoot the shot before you get the shot out of view. Shoot the shot before you get the shot out of view.
Y'all, we're back with you, and let me make a correction also. While I was speaking about Black August, Jonathan Jackson was gunned down as he tried to liberate, like I said, James McClain, William Christmas, and Rushell McGee. Rushell McGee survived the onslaught. It was a shootout in the parking lot of the courtroom, and a lot of brothers and sisters were killed. Jonathan Jackson was killed. James McClain was killed. William Christmas was killed, but Rushell McGee was one of the survivors of that, and he was given 40 years. He was given probably life, and he's been in prison for 40 years in solitary confinement. These six brothers became known as the San Quentin Six also, to honor these fallen brothers and sisters who participated in the collective founding of Black Always, wore black armbands on their left arms and studied revolution work, focuses on the works of George Jackson. So I want to make that correction. I think, I don't know what, for some reason I thought he was trying to get his brother out of that courtroom, but it was these other freedom fighters, so we corrected that. And like we said, in the month of August, the brothers did not listen to the radio or watch television also. They did not eat anything from sun up to sundown. And loud and boastful behavior was not allowed. These brothers did not support the prison canteen. The use of drugs and alcohol was prohibited, and the brothers held daily exercises called Black Always, emphasized is placed on sacrifice, fortitude, and discipline. Black Always is a time to embrace the principles of unity, self-sacrifice, political education, and physical training and resistance. So you can see why a lot of brothers and sisters are really screaming in Black Always. You'll see it everywhere. You'll see posts all over Facebook. Hey, let's go to the phone lines real quick. All right, 516, you on?
The peace. I mean, I didn't mean to press 1 to get in. I pressed pound to listen fast, but... And slipped up on it. But anyway, I hear what you're saying, but keep up the good work, what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? You know, let's keep it moving, because we got a lot of people out here, man. We got to try to organize this thing, because so much things is going to be happening to our people. But like I said, we got weak-minded people, you know, who is trying to bring us down. So we have to just roll
with
those ones who are strong and ready to go. Black
Power. Black Power. All right, Sisters, what Black August mean to you?
Huh?
Black August, what does that mean, this Black August movement? You want to add in on that?
You said Black August mean. I don't understand what August mean. What is that you're saying?
Okay, Black August, where they celebrate, you know, Jonathan Jackson and George Jackson, those two brothers who were, you know, stood up at the time to liberate brothers out of the courtroom, and George Jackson was killed.
Okay, I know what you're saying. Them two brothers, the brother who had everybody for hostage and stuff like that?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, hey, he did what he had to do, and we're not doing it, so hey. These people are a perfect example, but we're not doing it. What are we doing?
Okay.
Every time when somebody, something going down, we have Sharpton and all these people talking about no justice, no peace. Look, a black man would never get justice because all he gets is just this. You know what I'm saying? We talk too much, we walk too much, do everything too much, but when it's time for us to stand and liberate ourselves, we run around and we fleece out like scattered marble. You know what I'm saying? We got to find a way how we have to liberate ourselves. But the biggest problem while we are living today's society, while we can't come together, is integration. When we were integrated, this is where the problem starts from.
Right. All right. We appreciate this. You got something else here? You keep on going. Go ahead.
No, I was saying, you know, this is where the problem starts from. I got another sister up here, too. You know, Sister Portia, maybe her phone is on mute for a second. But anyway, so we gotta find a common ground we have to relate on, brother. That's all I'm saying. Integration never fixed the problem, and they've been showing us for the past 48 years or 50 years now that they have never solved anything. All it did was leave more animosity in the community and less for us to have anything and just to be happy to share the same toilet seat with the Caucasian people and walk with them and eat with the same dining table. But people don't realize we're still in the back of the bus. They say, no, yes, we are not in the back of the bus. Yes, we are. Because when you go to the supermarket, you drive your car, it says, please leave this space reserved for the handicapped. Who is most of the handicapped? The Caucasian. When you get in the plane, it says first class. Who the most people can afford first class? White people. You know what I'm saying? When you get in the bus, it says, please leave this seat with a big harden for the elders. And who's all the older people? White people. So we're still in the back of the bus. How come we're still not in the back of the bus?
Yeah, very good observation. A lot of rules set up where they still benefit. I see what you're saying. All the rules when it comes to transportation and traveling and a lot of other things, they still benefit and we get in the back.
And of course, and when you go to the restaurant and you're trying to eat something, the first thing they ask you, do you have good credit? Do you have a credit card? We don't take cash. They know black people most of the time don't have credit cards because we got bad credit. So what they do, we don't take cash. Or if you do take cash, you have a personal check or something, try to look down up on you. So how are we free? You know what I'm saying? We are still slaves in a different kind of way, slaves to computerization, slaves to embodiment of our people. We are servitude. We are servitude, same damn difference. It's just a period of time that lets you taste a little thing called freedom. Now they're going to take that shit back and lock you up for another 1,000 years. But we cannot go back in bondage for another 1,000 years. We have to find a way how to escape this beast from manipulating our system and it manipulating us. We got to go back into our African spirituality and let the black woman rise and stay where she has to stay and let her sit back on the throne so she can rule and balance the earth like the way you. You can't say Father Nature. It's illegally and it's wrong for you to say Father Nature. You got to say Mother Nature. Yes, my brother. Peace and blessing.
All right. Hey, peace and blessing. Thank you for calling in. Sister X, dropping it like it's always hot all the time, you know, real passionate. Be on a lot of programs. I mean, she spent a lot of time. She really lived it up Black August, giving people a piece of black mind. So we appreciate that, Sister X. And you, we're not going to be going through slavery. We ain't going through that again. You know, there's a lot of people got it has a plan that we're going to go through slavery again. But I know there's a few of our brothers and sisters saying we'd rather be dead than be locked up like animals. And you know what I mean? And people that rather be dead, rather see a lot of other people dead too. So, you know, our ancestors paid for that. And our creator, even the ones who believe that we were punished, said that period of time. So that period of time has passed. So anybody trying to enslave you again, self-defense, it's an order today. And that means by all means necessary, all means necessary to stay free and to keep your children free. But that's what we're talking about in the month of Black August. We had the Olympics, but at the same time, hey, that's just an Olympics. It's just an illusion to take your mind off from the troubles that's really on the land. I think everything is organized and planned and calculated when to do this and when to do this. And we'll make everybody feel like we all won again just before the election. It's very interesting that the elections come every 4 years, same as the Olympics. Just before the elections, you have the Olympics. So that's interesting if you ever thought about that. You know, think about that. It's a patriotic move to make everybody patriotic. But that's what I'm saying. When you're looking with all your eyes, you can see a lot of things that a lot of brothers and sisters won't see. But that's what we're doing. We look with the mind, and we see the corruption and the manipulation and the tricks. But this month, at the end of the month, let me see if I can find that day. Give me a few seconds. I'm going to play this song. I'm going to find that day where I can let everybody know when we're going to be celebrating this whiteout. That's what we call it. We're whiting out being the largest consumer at the end of this August for a whole week of no purchasing, nothing from a white establishment. Be right back.
When I was younger, my mother told me to never forget.
I never forget
where I came from and all the people I left behind.
Designed
to always hunger for more than freedom and to remember to give more than you take.
The best advice I ever got was to give more than you take. And charity is not redemption for your flaws and mistakes. I'm only awake in my dreams, the world is perfectly made. Reality kicks, this truth is never happily stayed. I got a call out by the droughts in all them African towns. Saw the images, the villages, the cattle around. Starving, never deserving of a world so cold. Can't turn my back on such a crisis while it all unfolds. Bold, react instead of watching. They're dying very often, burying many coffins. Governments, they be talking. We're raising dollars to bring water to the population. Zero discrimination, race, creed, or occupation. An open heart is all you need in this. Smile and dance to the beat of this. For this cause we are leaderless. Listen, ain't no defeating this. Together saving lives here, one at a time. And I keep rapping till I run out of rhymes. We gotta give
more than you take.
Is not affecting me. It is, and I'm concerned, so please understand the complexity. Basic necessity scarce, the citizens first. I saw a mother ask God why she live in this curse. She had to abandon the child so the other could live. While our focus was the latest gear, Father forgive. I believe that we are better. I'm reciting this letter. The wonders of Mother Nature, yo, I wish that I met her. When people kill over water, half a million are homeless. Some survive and lose belief, the situation seems hopeless. But it ain't, we can make it. Take a stand, we can make it. Never doubt, we can make a change. We can make it realize we are all one. Love is the key. Be the change from wherever you may happen to be. If not for where you're born, this is probably true. The starving child on television, it could probably be you. You gotta give
more than you take.
Wapi tulienda wrong? Na funzo bibile nasema tushi kama bro. Seven deadly sins, slowly is not to kill. Cheki greed inafanya hama song kwa kawa stingi. Yadabu wakiwa nidi basi future iko risky. Itabidi tumeanza kugive na kufeel. Tusitumbo imeshiba.
Alright everybody, that starts August the 25th. August the 25th is the whiteout. We'll be spending money only with our black community August 25th for one whole week through Labor Day. All right, and we see peace to our brother I Am the Universe just checking in the chat room. Peace to you and other brothers and sisters and guests that's in that chat room. We say peace to you, the brothers and sisters on the line with us. Say peace to you. We're just sitting here celebrating Black August, going over the historical significance why we celebrate Black August. So we're not going to keep everybody. We know it's a work night for a lot of brothers and sisters. We thank everybody for coming out. And we say Black Power, peace, and remember Black August, for our brothers and sisters. We out.